Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Almost a year ago, on November 24, 2020, I asked this question in a program: are you prepared for civil war? Now, a year has gone by, and things haven't gotten any better. In fact, they have gotten much worse. And so again, I am asking the question, is civil war coming? Now, before you disagree, why would I say that? How could it come? In what way? Well, perhaps because of the growing conflict, among many other developments, regarding the proponents and the opponents pertaining to vaccine mandates. Again, before you disagree, let's just listen to some facts. The Associated Press wrote on October 8, the Los Angeles County Sheriff, who oversees the largest sheriff's department in the county with roughly 18,000 employees, said that he does not plan to carry out the county's mandate, under which Los Angeles County employees had to be fully vaccinated by October 1. Then we have this article by LifeSide News from October 12. 871 Los Angeles firefighters, representing roughly 25% of the total personnel of the department, have filed a notice of intent to sue California's most populous city for its COVID-19 vaccine mandate, as having caused, and I quote, injury, damage, or loss by setting a hard deadline of October 20, by which all city firefighters must get vaccinated or else risk losing their jobs. The firefighters have claimed $2 million each in damages, which, if awarded, would amount to a total of $1.7 billion in payouts. And then the complaint says this: to make matters worse, if that were even possible, the department is now setting citizens of the city of Los Angeles against claimants and other unvaccinated firefighters through media and public relations campaigns, creating fear and confusion in the general public. Consequently, claimants now suffer indignities and viperous comments when responding to emergency calls, which compounds and increases the stress suffered by claimants. Then the New York Post wrote on October 9 that Seattle is poised to fire as many as 403 officers, about 40% of the 1,000-person force, for failing to take the COVID-19 jab by an October 18 deadline. This, of course, also talks about Seattle police force. Then what about U.S. service members? The Washington Post wrote on October 10 that hundreds of thousands of U.S. service members remain unvaccinated or only partially vaccinated against the coronavirus as the Pentagon's first compliance deadlines near. Combined, the Army Guard and Reserve comprise approximately 522,000 soldiers, roughly a quarter of the entire U.S. military, and barely 40% are fully vaccinated. Newsmax added on October 13 that the Archbishop of the U.S. military said that Roman Catholic troops could refuse to take the required COVID-19 vaccine on religious grounds. What about the airlines? Breitbart wrote on October 10 that just 2 days after Southwest Pilots Union asked a federal judge to block the company's vaccine mandate, the airline canceled 1,800 flights this weekend, blaming bad weather, and then more flights were canceled subsequently. And Breitbart also wrote on October 10 that six United Airline workers are suing the company in a class action lawsuit on behalf of about 2,000 employees over its coronavirus vaccine mandate. What about nurses, healthcare workers? The Ron Paul Weekly column wrote on October 11 that over the past few weeks, thousands of nurses, medical workers, first responders have either quit or been fired for refusing to receive a medical treatment they do not want or need. Now, you all heard about the state of Texas, I'm sure. The Associated Press wrote on October 13, with the governor of Texas leading the charge, conservative Republicans in several states are moving to block or undercut President Joe Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandates for private employers. White House officials said the Biden administration will put the private workplace mandate into effect, along with others it ordered for federal contractors and employees of health care facilities. All told, those mandates could affect up to 100 million Americans. The Biden administration is saying federal action supersedes any state mandate or law. Lawmakers in Arkansas have approved a measure creating vaccine mandate exemptions, though the GOP governor has not said yet whether he will sign it. It has prompted fears that businesses will be forced to choose whether to break federal or state law. Now that's an absurd nightmare scenario. More and more, the unvaccinated are becoming ostracized and scapegoated, not unlike what happened to the Jews over the centuries. Now, this might lead to the outbreak of civil war. It appears like the Biden administration is dead set on going through with their agenda by hook or crook, as we say, like the proverbial bull in the china shop, and in the process creating a lot, and I mean a lot, of havoc. Is it saying too much that civil war could be the outcome? Now listen to this article by the Ron Paul Institute, which was published on October 14. Never in our lifetimes has a federal mandate created such cultural and economic havoc, and the timing cannot be worse. The jobs report was grim. Inflation is outpacing wage increases. But it's more than just passive complaining. More and more, these people are finding each other, coming together, and starting to act. It feels like the birth of a general strike by nurses, pilots, air traffic controllers, mechanics, teachers, city and federal employees, technicians of all types, to fight for rights rather than blindly obey. The federal government is forcing industry to comply with its vaccine mandate through a mechanism that doesn't have to even go through rules scrutiny that an OSHA requirement would. Companies are placed in the position of losing all federal business or becoming the state's agent for vaccine mandate compliance. The resentment against mandates is real and growing. The resentment against censorship is also starting to boil over. The public blowback against Twitter, Microsoft, Amazon, Google, Facebook is extremely high right now. What we are seeing right now is something no one could have predicted. Governments are being discredited. The anger is pouring out into the streets in London, Paris, Rome, Madrid, Melbourne. It is also right here in the United States, but it's taking the form of quiet anger. This kind of social and political tension rarely ends in more freedom for everyone. We really do live in an unsustainable situation today. It is best illustrated by the executive order issued by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. It forbids any entity in the state from mandating any vaccines. This is a direct challenge to the Biden administration. We have never seen a conflict this intense between any state and the federal government, nor between the ruling and working classes. We had better hope and pray that the anger against the government and the ruling class does not ultimately turn against the free economy itself. Now remember what Abraham Lincoln once said. At what point then is the approach of danger to be expected? I answer, if it ever reaches us, it must spring up amongst us. It cannot come from abroad. If destruction be our lot, we must ourselves be its author and finisher. Now remember, we had civil war before. North versus South. Now listen to this remarkable prophecy for the end time. We're talking about the United States of America. It says, I will cut off both righteous and wicked from you. Therefore my sword shall go out against all flesh from south to north. And then there are more prophecies regarding our times and the United States and other English-speaking nations as of today. One third of you shall die of the pestilence and be consumed with famine in your midst, and one third shall fall by the sword all around you. And I will scatter another third to all the winds, and I will draw out a sword after them. And then in Ezekiel chapter 6 and verse 12, he who is far off shall die by the pestilence, he who is near shall fall by the sword, and he who remains and is besieged shall die by the famine. Thus I will spend my fury upon them. When it talks about God's fury, it talks about the day of the Lord, the time of God's wrath being poured out upon this world about a year or so before Christ's return. Another passage can be found in Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 25. The sword shall destroy outside, there shall be terror within, for the young man and virgin, the nursing child, with a man of gray hairs. And then finally, a prophecy for all nations, but that also includes the United States. It can be found in the book of Haggai, chapter 2 and verse 22. I will overthrow the thrones of kingdoms. I will destroy the strength of the Gentile kingdoms. I will overthrow the chariots and those who ride them. The horses and their riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother. Now, we don't know for sure whether civil war is coming, whether the United States of America will cease to be the United States. But the dangers are there. And if that happens, then destruction from the outside, from abroad, will occur. And in our new free booklet, Evil Empires and Evil People, Wild Beasts of the Bible, we talk about those powers which God will use to destroy the United States of America. Many scriptures prove this fact, and this booklet explains them all to you. Thanks very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.